Okay, the next phase of spirit is kindness. Kindness is one of the softer phases of God's spirit. To be kind is to be courteous or considerate. Pushy, rude, competitive, and selfish spirits all prevent us from being kind or considerate of others. Kindness is not pushy and self-promoting, but considers the other person's feelings and makes way for the other person, rather than stepping on him or running over him physically or spiritually. Kindness helps us be more aware of the needs of others and inclines us to want to help them, do things for them, and go the extra mile to give what is needed. Philippians 2, 3, and 4.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others.
This doesn't directly mention the word kindness, but it is the idea to have more thought or consideration on the other person's needs instead of always focusing on one's own needs. It is the opposite of inconsiderate spirits that never think of others, but only of self and self's needs. Thus, kindness is an important part of respect. Kindness is also a phase of spirit that motivates evangelism. When we see the hell entities are in and how needy they are, kindness wants to give them the things of God to help them, just as God has shown kindness to us. Luke 6:35.
But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil.
Here, the way Luke puts it, brings out the aspect of God's kindness to continue to give and share and want to help entities. And Titus 3:3-5.
For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we had done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost.
This shows God's motivation to want to help us even when we were loaded with evil spirits. It was kindness, part of the things that motivated him. In Ephesians 2:7,
that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus.
Scriptures often associate God's kindness with being slow to anger, forgiving, merciful, loving, and tender-hearted. A few out of many examples. Nehemiah 9:17,
and refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsookest them not.
So here's a whole list of characteristics, but it seems like this idea of God's merciful and forgiving and kind nature, this all seems to be lumped together, that these are these gentler, softer phases of spirit that work together. Also, Joel 2:13.
And rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evils.
Amen. And 1 Corinthians 13:4.
Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up.
And Ephesians 4:32.
And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you.
Amen. Kindness toward God will allow God to push the buttons in our mind, rather than us pushing God. Kindness is being considerate of God, and letting the Holy Ghost use us, rather than us using the Holy Ghost, so that God gets done what he wants to do. An opposite scripture on this is Romans 11:18.
Boast not thyself against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee.
The idea there in Romans is, are we wanting God to promote us, and us be the thing that is the forward thing that everybody sees and my way of doing it, or are we wanting to set back and allow God to be promoted in the situation, and God to be the most important? An unkind, inconsiderate, pushy spirit wants to demand that God do something now, wants to push God and say, There's got to be a decision now. There's got to be a move now. We've got to do this now, now, now. Kindness will say, God, what would you like to do this? And what is it that you would like to do, God? And another opposite, which is a type, is Exodus 32, 1 through 6.
And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together under Aaron and said unto him, well, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him. And Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people brake off the golden earrings which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand, and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he had made a molten calf. And they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast day to the Lord. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play.
You can even see it in the natural situation here that God is in the midst of doing a work with Moses. There's something going on that's not yet completed, but it's in progress. But then the people, they decide something needs to be done now. This is taking too long. What's happening here? We need to do something. So they manipulate and push Aaron into making something that is not what God wanted made at all. It is the opposite of kindness to consider what God might want done and to be able to wait on God. And then this becomes also our type of Aaron being a type of the Holy Ghost representing God's Spirit. Then the people were using the Holy Ghost, getting the Holy Ghost to do something that they thought needed doing instead of waiting for the Holy Ghost to use them. They weren't letting Aaron be in any kind of a counseling or leading situation, but they were grabbing him and saying, this is what we need to do in this situation. It's the same thing in our mind. We have discernment lines of thought. We have knowledge, we have truth, but can we wait on the Lord of when He wants to move and use those things in our mind? And kindness is one of the things that will help us cool our jets and be more willing to wait on God. As God's servant, we are to be kind to our master. With kindness, we will wait upon God and not get ahead of Him. Isaiah 30, verse 18.
And therefore will the Lord wait, that He may be gracious unto you, and therefore will He be exalted, that He may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for Him.
If we wait for God, we get the good things. If we get ahead of God, we wind up in a mess. And Isaiah 40, 31.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Again, it shows if we wait for God to move and to give and to lead us instead of us charging out and it's got to be done now, we'll get a much better outcome. We will renew our strength.